This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If there's no wall, it doesn't work. No, because...
What did he say today? Congress is... It doesn't matter what Congress does. I knew that he wanted it all to himself. I mean, oh, really? A president who wants to have Congress be completely irrelevant in how we meet the needs of the American people? No, come on.
Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump, Part 10. It's He Said, She Said. The show just continues out of D.C. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney as we cap off the week and swing into the weekend here on my show called America Tonight. And the best person around that I can think of to talk about Nancy Pelosi and the president and their squabbles is somebody who was in Congress for a long time, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Kate. I love that. Part 10. There you go.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Is Pelosi winning? Is Trump winning? Is there any winners in this?
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, of course, I served with Nancy Pelosi for 11 years, and she's very interesting. I know that my friends on the left didn't want her. That's a fact. They wanted somebody else. But Nancy Pelosi, serving as Speaker, you know, she's been around long enough. She knows a lot of buttons to push, you know, et cetera. And she's had a bit of a upper hand, although here's my take on it as far as, you know, no one wins because they need to come to some kind of solution. We can't keep doing this. But also, I think that from Nancy Pelosi's end of it, she has to be careful because she's been, what, Speaker for how many weeks now? And
yeah.
If this just continues, she gets into that vortex of she, Trump, she versus Trump and the wall. And he kind of, in my opinion, dominates the agenda. She needs to continue on. She's got the new Green Deal by AOC, as they call her, the new, you know, hotshot member of Congress. She's got the Medicare for all she wants to do. And so I think that, you know, if it goes on too long, this dominates a lot of her time in the, you know, agenda that she wants to pursue something else in that field. So I don't know. I think it can be a loser after a bit.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you keep beating that same drum, you know, it's like you're in the ring and you're just going round and round with somebody who's just as skilled, and you're not going to come out on the other side as well as you thought you were, especially because you have the gavel and you have the highest position, democratically speaking, so you're supposed to try to want some of those compromises, right, when you're the Speaker of the House.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's you know sports. You know, you can't keep letting somebody else make the plays. You got to make your own plays. And I think this is the same type of thing. So right now, it's only, you know, her first month. But again, it's a domination by this whole wall and the shutdown or no shutdown. So people say, well, you know, Trump's losing on this issue, but yeah, he's holding firm, and he still is controlling a certain amount of the agenda.
Yeah, I agree. And then in the meantime, the president's been asked, of course, peppered with a lot of questions about Robert Mueller and the Russian investigation. And he said in an interview that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein assured him that his lawyers, that he wasn't a target of Mueller's, that he's not the subject. He's not a target whatsoever. He was, you know, asked that by the Times. And then he was asked if he also realized he was covered in the separate investigation by federal prosecutors in New York, and he said, I don't know about that. So I don't know. Does he not know about that? Is he just kind of stonewalling, or what do you think?
Well, I think he's avoiding a little bit on the New York deal because, you know, I've been through this road myself, you know, with the whole Abramoff scandal. And they say, well, you're not a target, you're not a target. And all of a sudden, you, at the end, can become a target. That's a fact. Now, the reason a president may not be a target, I think, is, you know, they don't have conclusive proof that he pulled a switch to, you know, go get Vladimir Putin and make me president. But on top of it, I'm not sure that Mueller will ever indict him. And if he's not indictable, then he actually isn't a target. I think he has more to fear out of New York State because New York State is after him. They have been after him forever before he was president. And they can go after his children, the Trump business. They can dissect it, take it apart. And there's very little he can do because if they want to, you know, drag his kids and son-in-law in, they can do it. I think New York State is more of a vulnerability, honestly, in the end of the day, to he and the business and his children than the federal.
Yeah, I agree. Here's another thing, and this is a sticky wicket, of course. Is Iran a threat, do you think? What's your take on Iran? Because now that's part of the discussion again.
Well, having, you know, I lived in Iran, as you know, in 1978, and I was active with the entire Iran issue my entire time in Congress, both for the Bush administration and for the Clinton administration with, you know, in fact, Joe Biden was active with us on this issue. So from my perspective, when I saw the Iran deal by Obama, I thought the deal was a good thing to do to stop them from the, producing, you know, the centrifuges. Now, the deal was flawed. You know, taking stacks of cash and giving it to the mullahs is not the right thing to do. And there were no mentions of ballistic, you know, missiles and things like that. But I believe that Dan Coats, you know, who's got a great background, I believe is being accurate when he says that, you know, right now Iran is not a threat in the nuclear arena. Now, tugging at the president all the time is John Bolton, his national security advisor, who has publicly said he wants to make Tehran a parking lot, you know, for Iraq. So Bolton's in there saying, Mr. President, you know, I mean, I'm just being a bit facetious, but I think a lot of reality, Mr. President, you know, this is not a fact. We've got to watch Iran, their major threat. I think Iran has to be watched, Kate, but I think Saudi Arabia in its own way is just as big a threat as its sponsored terrorism through its, you know, radical Wahhabism and some of the things that Saudi Arabia has done to manipulate us and, you know, the proxy wars. So I think both Iran and Saudi Arabia are a problem, but Iran just seems to be pushed to the very, very forefront. So I'm going to go with Coates. I know the president's upset with his director, but I still think that right now, and again, they've got to be watched. I just don't think Iran is the threat that the president is being told it is.
Yeah. Hey, most important thing, Rams or the Patriots over the weekend for the Super Bowl? Who are you picking?
I can answer that one. Patriots. Yep.
Of course you're picking the Patriots because you were in Congress. Like natural. Right?
I voted against the Patriot Act, but I'm going to pick the Patriots.
I love that. All right, enjoy the Super Bowl. Thanks as always.
Thank you. You too.
Good stuff. Hey, coming up on the show, we've got mailbag. Oh, always flooded. And such interesting, provocative, I will say, emails this time around. Not all to do with politics of the day. And besides that, we do have the man cave because it is Super Bowl weekend. How much grub do people eat on Super Bowl weekend? How many pizzas are sold? I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave, and I'm going to answer that question later in the hour. But coming up next, odds and ends here on my show, America Tonight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Falls and I'm alone. Skin gets you to the bone. You.
All right, this segment is what I like to call odds and ends. And, you know, the weather has been a little odd. Yes, I've said it before. We certainly know when you live in the Midwest and when you live in the Northeast and you live in places that get cold and it's winter, it's going to get cold. But I know so many people that have lived in Chicago their entire life and they said they've felt nothing like this and seen nothing like it. And this is radio, but picture it's sort of like, oh, you're watching a movie where they're in Antarctica and everything is frozen and then times that times 10 and that's what it looks like. And when you fly into Chicago, I'm going to give you what the visual is because I've flown in there so many times. And in fact, we're doing the show from Chicago one night next week because I'll be seeing this view going into O'Hare. You know, Lake Michigan is there and Lake Michigan is a solid sheet of ice. And then poof, it's all flat and there's the big city right in the middle of it and everything frozen. It really did look like a movie set. They're calling it the Great Freeze of 2019. And certainly Chicago is not the only place. A lot of you are listening to us in the Dakotas, in Iowa, and a lot of parts in the Midwest. So the Great Freeze is not limited to the big city of Chicago. It's everywhere. It's just that polar vortex and seeing that visual of it is so intense and the crazy cold, the lows that have been recorded are incredible. I mean, the temperatures have been at or below 20 1 at or below 21 below zero in Chicago since records started in the 1870s. It was minus 23, record low in Chicago on Wednesday morning, lowest since the mid-80s. Now, if we go to the Dakotas, Grand Forks, I've been there, North Dakota, great people, great place. I was there in the summer, though. Consecutive hours of temperatures under 65 below zero, 8 hours. Wow. 8 hours of that. There's a place called Cotton, Minnesota. And Cotton, Minnesota, on Thursday morning, the lowest actual temp recorded, minus 56. Yeah. Then there's another place. So Minnesota wins the prize. Everybody's talking about Chicago, but Thief, and I love this name of this town, Thief River Falls in Minnesota, minus 77. Ooh, boy, oh boy. You know, it's just one of those things where if you don't have to go out, and that's what they're telling people, don't go out. In Michigan, in fact, they're telling Michiganders to please be careful with the heat and cranking it up because they're afraid they're going to end up costing their neighbors. And power is going to go whack because of the pressure on the grid, if that makes sense. Insane. It's insane to walk out of your house and just feel that bone-chilling cold, like so cold. People talk about it, but real cold and straining the natural gas system. I mean, that's what it is. There won't be anything left. Time to thaw out. And then here's the report. It's going to be 65 degrees. In Washington, D.C. next week. 65 degrees. Jeez. Right. This is winter. This is the polar vortex. This is the common denominator that everybody talks about. When you get on an elevator, when you pull up to pump your gas, what are we talking about? The weather. And certainly now, the weather on the tip of everybody's tongues. If they still can feel anything. Yeah, crazy. Coming up in the show, we do the cheap movie review. In fact, we'll do that in our second hour if you're listening to us. One of my ways of relaxation, because I'm such a content junkie, I've said this before from the time I was a kid and we had to come to the table and be able to talk about politics and business and sports and, you know, what was happening in the world and what was happening in our neighborhood. Sort of my great escape, since I've done this my whole life, is either to smash a bunch of golf balls, go out on a driving range or play when I have that rare time, or catch a flick on a big screen with great sounds when I have the time to do that, or when I have the inclination because there's a decent movie that I think I need to see on a big screen instead of streaming it. Now, having said that, I definitely would stream more than I would go to the movies, and part of that is because, yes, there's been some very good movies that have been out, but then there's been a lot that aren't so great. And I'll tell you what, I don't know what they're thinking in Hollywood, but I know they have to be a little concerned because here we are kicking into February. And it's been a real drag in the beginning of January. The domestic box office has sagged. Yeah, I mean, just nothing going. Where you go into the theaters, and for the most part, lots of availability. So following a record year in America, box office-wise, revenue dumped big time in January to about $810 million. They say that's the worst in 6 years. It's down by 15% if you do the math over January of 2018. Now, I don't know, is it because the films aren't catching attention in January? Is it because you come out of the holidays and, you know, there's still football going on, there's other activities that are taking precedence in your life, kids are back in school, could be that. The top earner, and I saw this with my nephew, is a movie called Glass, M. Night Shyamalan. I like him, kind of a drama slash horror, not traditional horror. And Glass is really, you know, comic it's a comic book deal and wrapped into a couple, three different characters, and I thought it was good, and he loved it. So it was great, because that was the whole idea, is to take my nephew to it. So $75 million. So it's the top earner. And then next to that, Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston were in a film called The Upside, and that's $64 million is what they've raked in. But otherwise, not great numbers at the box office, right? But they think it's going to pick up in the next week or two because the Lego movie's coming out. So the Lego movie, and there's the second chapter, you know, the Lego movie, the second chapter, and What Men Want. So it's the second part of that. So What Men Want would probably do pretty well, and the Lego movie would probably do pretty well. So maybe that picks things up. But it's pretty interesting, isn't it? And so much for people who have movie houses and these companies from AMC, et cetera, and we've talked to some here on the show in the past. It's about what's your innovation? How are you being creative? What are you doing pulling in different types of nights that you do themes? Are you doing meetings there? If you notice the concessions now, it's not just popcorn and candy and sodas. It's everything. It's drinks. They have like a bar. Every place I go now has a bar. They have a bar in the movie theater, no matter what kind of movie house so far that I've been in lately and in different places. I've seen that that's the new thing, that if they weren't serving liquor or beer or whatever, they've got that now. And I think that's the idea, because they make so much of their money on concessions, is how do we bump that up? And what can we do? Because, frankly, we're not drawing enough people in with just the movies. We've got to do something to pull them in, whether it's kids' parties or office meetings or something else. And it is all about how can we be clever with the products we're offering. So a movie theater isn't just you walk in, sit down, get popcorn and a drink, and oh yeah, you get Milk Duds. We are way, 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 way beyond that. It's not that experience anymore. And I think that's the reason why, is because they got to make up their bucks somehow. You didn't talk about that in the mailbag, but you certainly talked about other things. Coming up around the bend, we're going to hit the mailbag. The wall, always a topic. Also, Don Jr. and whether he's going to weather the storm over this Russian interference into the election in 2016. That was on some of your minds. Who did I pick for the Super Bowl? What do I think is going to happen? Somebody else asked about sex trafficking and how big it is at the Super Bowl. Is that really true, or is that just fake news? I got asked a question about that in the mailbag, so we'll talk about what the Super Bowl is like. I've been to 15 of them. I can give you a real interesting take on it, and I will. We're hitting the mailbag next. Don't go anywhere. No flipping, as Gary Sandler was very famous for saying. Hang with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, three caravans reportedly forming south of the U.S. border. At the White House, President Trump slams Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. When asked by reporters about the status of the border wall, President Trump saying no deal unless there's funding to finish it.
She's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work. And we're building the wall right now. I mean, a lot of people don't know that, but we have a lot of wall under construction. We've given out a lot of contracts over the last 3-4 weeks, good contracts. A lot of wall is soon going to be under construction. And we're finishing up design on certain areas, the most important areas, the Rio Grande area and others.
The president will give his State of the Union address Tuesday night, and he's asked about Stacey Abrams, who's giving the Democratic response. She lost the Georgia governor's race to Republican Brian Kemp.
I hope that she does a good job. I mean, I respect her. I don't know her.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag. I mentioned that there were some really interesting, provocative, in some cases, emails from many of you. Kate Delaney, welcome you once again to our version of the mails here, And each and every week, it's fantastic how much I get. You can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Easy to remember, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. All right, so let's go to this one. This one was from Hank. Hey, Delaney, wondering what you think. I love that. Familiar. I'm wondering what you think of Don Jr. and these calls and all this crazy crap I was listening to tonight when I flipped on the tube. Is this a bunch of nonsense? Are they going to nail him for something? What in the heck is happening there? Well, you know, because you were watching it, they say they had new info showing that Junior had these mysterious phone calls ahead of these meetings that weren't with his father in 2016. So the Senate Intelligence Committee says the calls were between Trump Jr. and two of his business associates, and they contradict Democrats' suspicions that the block number was from then-candidate Donald Trump. So that comes out because there have been a lot of questions over the meeting that Don Jr. held or set up to get Russian dirt on the Clinton campaign, allegedly. So Trump Jr.'s phone calls involving block numbers mean the numbers are private, don't appear in phone records, duh, like all of us when that comes up on ours. And it's been a big issue as they're looking into this and whether the president had any advanced knowledge through any means at all, through his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and campaign chair at the time, Paul Manafort, because they met with a Russian lawyer promising that they had dirt on Hillary Clinton. So the blocked calls included numbers that, with a Russian pop star and the son of a Russian oligarch who's, you know, basically spearheaded the meeting with the Russian lawyer. So that's what the probe is over. Does he go down for this? Is there some nefarious definite connection they can make? I don't have access to Mueller's records. And so now this is what this two-year investigation for the Intelligence Committee on this thing, and they're still looking into the whole Trump Tower aspect of it. So, you know, what does that mean? And it's not clear whether the special counsel also has the phone records disclosing the identity of the private numbers or not. So bada bing. We have no idea. What does he have? It seems like, you know, when I look at the whole Mueller situation, I feel like I'm, maybe because I was just there and I was thinking about the bluffing, I feel like I'm in Atlantic City at a card table, and he's got this card that he's counting cards, and he's got this card that's going to come out that's going to surprise us all. But I don't know. I mean, is it more of a bluff, then there's really more there than you think. There's no great way for me to answer this. I have great sources. I do. I've been doing this for a long time, and everybody's trying to find that. I mean, everybody's digging, everyone's looking, and the people I know that are the best at this, and this is all they do, they still have a lot of questions. So the answer is there's a lot of confusion, and there's only one person that really knows the answer on the investigative side, and that's Mueller. And on the Senate Intelligence Committee, I think they're just tearing apart everything, and they've been doing that. And what are they really going to come up with? More, is there more than accusations? Is there definite hardcore proof? And what does that proof consist of? And what does it all mean in the end anyway? And does anybody go down for collusion election style with the Russians? That's the key thing. I mean, that's at the heart of this whole deal going back a couple of years. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Marie. And Marie says, hello, America Tonight. I've been watching what's happening with this whole polar vortex deal, and now more people are talking about climate change. Do you think that we're going to see some serious green movements start to come about as a result of what we're seeing happen with the weather? You know what? Great question, because here's the thing. Some conservation is partyless, like basic conservation. And that's not the same thing as talking about climate change and saying green, the full-on green movement. And we know that this is party-bound. If it's pure on Democrats, then there's going to be a push for that. That's, in fact, that's the agenda of Kamala Harris, who's running on the Democratic side for president. She talked about what would, you know, how solar, green, etc., that would be heavy in her, in what she would do. So that's the answer to that question. We're not going to see anything happen that's going to be bowl us away in the next 2 years, some great fantastical change, and we're not part of the Paris Accord anymore. So that's where we stand. And the, you know, there's a new study that just came out, and there's been a lot of argument over this about climate change could hurt babies' hearts. And that kind of piqued my interest. A couple people actually sent me links to it, because I was talking to someone at the American Heart Association, and a study in their in Wednesday's Journal of the AHA found that a larger number of babies will be born with congenital heart defects, they say, between 2025 and 2035. So notice the dates there, due to the mother's exposure to higher temperatures, which they say, this report says, is triggered by climate change when they're pregnant. That's happening. The date, 2025. And they're talking about temperatures, and what does that mean? They're saying climate change could result in as many as 7,000 additional cases of this congenital heart defects in the United States over an 11-year period, and that the Midwest would probably see the biggest percent increase, followed by the South and the Northeast of the, you know, parts of the United States. Coming up in our second hour, we're talking to somebody from Canada who's got an interesting book and an interesting background in ecology and what's happening in the world, and that it's an economic issue more than anything else. And I think you'll find him incredibly fascinating. His name is Derek Paul, and that's coming up in hour number two. Now, see, this is something that is, I talk about common denominators and what people talk about, and I think climate change, not climate change, what's happening, what should we be doing, what's affordable, what's a scam, all of that is absolutely something that's discussed in your neighborhood, in my neighborhood. My neighbor across the way has solar panels, swears by them, swears it saves money, swears it works, says it's the best thing ever, cost a fortune to put in on top of the house. So now that's part of it. How affordable is some of what we're talking about that we thought was going to be common? It was thought that solar panels were going to be common and people would put them in houses and they'd be affordable and it wouldn't matter. You could be certainly middle class or, you know, anywhere on that rung and you would be able to afford it. Sex trafficking and the Super Bowl, that was the subject of Don's email to me. Hi, Kate Delaney. I've read about you and I know that you have been to many Super Bowls. How cool. I think it's interesting that you mix the politics and business and sports, frankly. But have you noticed any conversation about sex trafficking and the Super Bowl? Well, yeah, it's always an issue. Every place I've gone, they've talked about it, whether it was San Diego, whether it was Florida and Tampa, or Orlando, or New Orleans. And January, as we get out of January, was Human Trafficking Awareness Month, so there was conversation about the Super Bowl, because you're going to have large crowds in Atlanta. They're already there. And they say that this is the deal, because of how many people are there that are looking for prostitutes or whatever, there is the opportunity for human trafficking in the sex arena, you know, whether it's labor or sex. And even the Atlanta mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, talked about that and talked about that they were spreading the message out to try to do what they could to clamp down on it, because you got thousands of men and women who work in the hotels and they understand the signs of what they're seeing, and they wanted to make sure the police officers who are around during the Super Bowl understand what the signs are too, and making sure the public knows. Pretty interesting. And how they're trying to stop it. They're even saying if you're forced to do something you don't want to do, if you've been threatened and you try to leave, text HELP to a Be Free 233-733 number, and they've got that all over the place. And there's people who are survivors of trafficking who are out and around the Super Bowl and warning people about that. Very sad. Good that there's awareness, and especially it'd be easy to take advantage of somebody in a situation where they're vulnerable and young, and that's usually what the case is. Sadly, naive, young, something's happened, whatever it is, that they find themselves in that situation and they are ripe to be right in the middle of that. And oh, gosh, how awful is that? All right, here's the other thing I got a question about. I got, not a question, actually, a statement. I got this one from Jonathan, who said, Kate, I think it's horrible what happened to that actor from Empire, that he was in Chicago working, and that he was allegedly attacked by those two guys, and that he had a noose. They put a noose around his neck, and they threw chemicals at him. And what in the world is going on in the world that that happens to an innocent person, whether he's famous or not famous? They probably didn't even know that, and then they physically attack him. Yeah, I guess he was His name is Jussie Smollett, and he was coming back from a trip to a Subway sandwich shop, and then one of the attackers put a rope around his neck and poured some substance on him. That's awful, just outside of his hotel. Stay with us, Man Cave, next.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It is time to invade the man cave for sure, and everybody's talking about the Super Bowl and who you're picking and what do you think's going to happen, and oh, Tom Brady, and how many rings is he going to win if he wins again this one? What does that mean for Tom Brady? It means he still is already one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. In fact, in my book, and you can pick it up on Amazon.com, Deal Your Own Destiny, I talk about Tom Brady, and the book is about lessons I learned from incredible athletes and business people. And one of them was him, how he was picked 199th, and now what he's turned into. Even though he absolutely had the skill and people knew he was going to be good, they weren't thinking he was going to be the kind of quarterback that he is. So Hotlanta is where all the action is happening. We know that the number, the line on the Super Bowl is actually rather low. The Patriots are only favored by 2.5. The total for the Super Bowl, 56.5 points. That's nothing. And you look at, and we did our nail the score thing earlier in the week, and you look at Tom Brady being the skilled, older quarterback who's been picked off a bunch this year, 11 interceptions, was picked off in the Super Bowl last year but came oh so close once again. And then you have Jared Goff, the young quarterback for the Rams, and what he's been able to do for them. And I'll tell you, I think a couple of things, a couple of just side observations. Todd Gurley has to be working at it, and we haven't seen the greatness of Todd Gurley as much lately. There are a lot of weapons on both sides of the ball, to be sure. And is Gurley okay? I mean, that's one of the questions. Is he okay? Will it affect them? They have to have a run game, to me, and he is a big part of that run game. You know, C.J. Anderson has been amazing for the Rams, and he was signed mid-December. He's done a great job supporting Gurley being injured as he tries to get to back to 100%. But Gurley on fire is dangerous. But if he's got a lingering injury, that's going to be a little bit different. Could it be a long day for the Rams? What's C.J. Anderson going to be like, and are they going to stuff him? It's a lot about defense and, I think, the run game. Either one of these quarterbacks could try and open it up, but that's not really what I think we're going to see so much in this one. So I'm just going to go a little deep on you. I'm going to go a little deep on you for a second and tell you about a couple of key things here. I think Julian Edelman, looking at Julian Edelman for the Patriots, who is definitely a go-to guy perimeter-wise for Tom Brady. He's got, I don't know how many, 4-plus catches in 13 of the 14 games he's played this season. He is like the security blanket, absolutely, for Brady. And he snaps up catches like nobody's business, and he can get you those extra yards, too, as well. And I think it's Edelman versus, you know, Coleman. Because Coleman is the guy who's got to be all over him, and Roby Coleman is the player who's had the uncalled pass interference and helmet-to-helmet hit penalties toward the end of that NFC title game that infuriated Who Dat Nation, the Saints, who feel like they got ripped off. But he's deadly. What are we going to see out of that matchup? That's a big, big thing to look for. And then you look at Rob Gronkowski. Gronk, this season has been a little bit different for him, but at that tight end spot, he's another part of the security blanket for Tom Brady. So he's had terrible numbers because he hasn't been in it. He's been injured and he's been coming back and forth, but he plays well in the big games and he can reach back into the Wayback Machine when he has to, and he comes up with huge plays. He does. And I would look for him to make a huge play. He'll be part of this some way, somehow, for the Patriots. For the Patriots, he will be. And, of course, Bill Belichick always talks about the quarterbacks, the opposing quarterbacks, and gives credit to them. And Jared Goff is a kid. He's 24. He's just 3 years into the league. It's only his second year as a full-time starter under Sean McVay, his coach. He's been very, very good. But Bill Belichick is a master manipulator as the coach of the Patriots. What kind of scheme is he coming up with to stop Jared Goff? It's going to be an interesting game. It really, really is. And can the Rams come up big? Of course they can come up big. Of course they have elements all over the place and that will be out there on the grid that could beat the Patriots. That's why that line is only 2.5 points. But I really think the Patriots, because of last year, stepping it up after losing to Philadelphia, kind of having to muddle through this year in a few of the games and then having some spectacular games. You know, Bill Belichick is the guy who says the first month of the season, oh, that's just preseason to him. He doesn't even worry about when they're losing games there. The Patriots have been to the Super Bowl 8 times since 2000. That's incredible. 8 have been decided. 8 have been decided by one score, including that loss to the Eagles, 41-33, last season. And then remember, of course, the wild comeback after the whole Deflategate thing to beat the Falcons to wrap up the season before that. It's very hard to predict a Super Bowl, but I'm going with the Patriots because I like to do that prediction thing even if my crystal ball is cracked. So I think it's going to be the Patriots. Might not be quite by two touchdowns. I know I've been saying in some cases two touchdowns, but boy, this will be interesting. And how many points are we going to see scored in the first quarter? We haven't seen very many points scored in the first quarter. In fact, if we go back to the last couple of Super Bowls, the Eagles only had 3 points in Super Bowl 52 in the first quarter. So we might see a quarter where we don't see many points on the board. If I'm the Rams and Jared Goff throws for more yards than Tom Brady, I'm trying to put as many points up right away as I can. However you have to slice and dice that defense, whatever you have to do, that's exactly what I do. Set the tone. If that's what happens, but we certainly know the Patriots can play comeback, that's what I would do. All right, so Aaron Donald has been a defensive machine for the Rams. Here's what he said about appearing in this Super Bowl.
I'm just excited, pumped up to be at this point, ready to play. This is what you dream about, to be on the stage, and, you know, a couple of days away, so, you know, ready to play some football.
All right, he is, and he is incredible defensively, and he absolutely is a factor in the game. I would feel pretty comfortable about what we could see from, you know, Donald, and he may make a couple of those big plays that are costly to Tom Brady and the Patriots. I was thinking about this today. The national anthem. Is there a bigger time to sing the national anthem than when you get to do it in front of millions, because millions of people watch the Super Bowl, and is there a bigger stage? And the answer is not really. Gladys Knight takes center stage. She's doing the national anthem, and there certainly is pressure with that. You think of some of the others who have done well and some who haven't done as well in the in their rendition of the national anthem. But I'll tell you what, Lady Gaga, if you remember when Lady Gaga did the national anthem, I think her rendition was excellent. I think Jennifer Hudson, who did it in 2009, was stunning. She has the right kind of voice to nail those high notes. And, of course, Whitney Houston, people always talk about that. That's one of the best performances ever. I can remember that back in, what was it, in the 90s, 91, I want to say. And she hit those notes. I mean, she hit the notes that you have to hit to give people the chills and send the game off on the right note. I bet those sound checks have got to be interesting earlier in the week when they're warming up for that stuff. Yeah. So the man cave, that's all we talked about. By the way, pizzas, millions of pizzas, biggest day ever, Super Bowl, because people are ordering them throughout the entire game. Enjoy. Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea
now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.